when someone, including ourselves, is experiencing difficulty. When you respond with love and compassion, you become a healer for them. And remember again something that struck me when Job underwent his first disaster. He said, "Naked came I from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return." It isn't about how much we accumulate, but what we're here to accomplish and do, how we serve. Not what is done for us, but what we contribute. My mother and father taught me two simple principles that I would share with you. One, when choices come up in your life, ask yourself which would make me happy. Now, that's not about self-interest. It's about what feels right for you. Pay attention to your body. If you don't pay attention to feelings, yes, then the difficulties in your life that you don't pay attention to will cause trouble, will ultimately lead to disease, which hopefully will then awaken you. But why wait for a disaster, or what I call a knock on the head, to wake up? Pay attention to feelings when choices arise. And the other is when something seems to go wrong, listen to what my mother would say. It was meant to be. God is redirecting you. Something good will come of this. And so you open yourself to the future and to what will come from this event. And I learned that I didn't like my mother's advice as a teenager, but it was amazing how often good things came out of the difficulties. And one story that I often share had to do with a surgeon who lost two fingers and was very angry at me for telling him this would prove to be a good thing because it ruined his life, he couldn't operate, finances, all kinds of things fell apart. And he was furious with me for suggesting it was a good thing. Well, years later, he came back to the office and told me I was right. And I said, "About what?" He said, "About losing my fingers." He said, "I went on a vacation after I got a job again and my life settled down, and I was studying all primitive indigenous cultures around the world." He said, "You and I both love." I said, "Yeah, I wish I could have gone with you." He said, "In one area, we got lost. The guy didn't know where he was, and we were captured by cannibals, and I was going to be eaten." And he said, "The chief came out to watch the ceremony and then jumped up and stopped it. And I learned later he stopped the ceremony because my body was imperfect, and they don't eat imperfect people because of the bad effects it may have on future generations. So I was freed, and it was a good thing I'd lost my fingers, and you were right. And I apologize for all the nasty things I said to you and breaking up our friendship." And I said, "No, it was a good thing you broke up our friendship." He said, "How could that be good?" I said, "Well, if you hadn't broken up our friendship, I might have gone with you and been eaten." So please remember to be open to possibilities. And you may find that charcoal under pressure will become a diamond for you. And diseases can be gifts, wake-up calls, blessings, new beginnings, because they suddenly give people a sense of their mortality and permission to start living their true life. And when you live your true life and love life and living, it's amazing what can happen in your body. When you are doing something that makes you lose track of time, and let's stop and do this as a meditation. Let's stop thinking about what I'm saying and start feeling. So find a comfortable, quiet place to sit, perhaps with your favorite music in the background. If you'd like to lie down, the position is your choice and the place. And begin to breathe the life that's around you, the love, the energy. It's there. Breathe it into your body. Fill the cells, recharge your battery, and take a moment to do that. Just breathe. And then picture yourself doing something you love to do. Something that just feels wonderful for you, so that you lose track of time. What is it that makes you lose track of time? Because when you are doing that, your body is healing. You can't be sick or in pain when you have no sense of time. And you may not even age if you never know what time it is. So take a moment now to help heal your body by feeling and seeing yourself. It may be painting a picture. That works for me. For another, it might be working in the garden and making a beautiful world. It worked for a landscape gardener, a friend of mine who had a cancer that disappeared when he went home and made the world beautiful. It's whatever feels right for you. Go and do it now. And take the time to see and feel yourself doing it. And when you feel ready to return, once again become aware of your breathing. And let your breathing bring you back to an awareness of your surroundings and yourself and your body. And when you feel ready, allow yourself to return and open and become a new I.